This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From Muhammad Usman, Pakistan. Can we say that Hindu, Muslim, bye bye? Bye bye is a Urdu or Hindi word which means brother, brother. So the question is asking, can we say Hindu, Muslim, bye bye? Hindu, Muslim, brother, brother. As far as brotherhood is concerned, there are various different types of brotherhood. One type of brotherhood that all of us know, it is the blood brother. If we have common parents, common mother and father, only common father, only common mother, we are called as blood brother. Then the other brotherhood is the brotherhood of Iman. If we belong to the same faith, to the same religion, we are called brothers in faith. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 71. Wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, ba'dhum awliya ba'd. The believing men and women, they are awliya, they are supporters, they are protectors, they are helpers of one another. That means the Muslims are brothers and sisters to one another. And the various other brotherhood, brotherhood of race, brotherhood of country. But the widest and the largest brotherhood is the brotherhood of humanity. That all human beings are brother. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13. Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min zakrin wa unsa wa jalnakum shu'uban wa qabaila litarafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum innallaha alimul khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has taqwa. Here Allah is saying in the Quran that all the human beings have come from a single pair of male and female, Adam and Eve, may peace be upon them. That we have common great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Adam and Eve. And we are children of the same pair. Allah says, He has divided you into nations and tribes, made you of different colors, different languages, so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other, not that you may hate each other. And the highest in the sight of Allah, the criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah, it is not sex, it is not wealth, it is not color, it is not caste, but it is taqwa, it is God consciousness, it is piety, it is righteousness. Only way one human being can be more superior to the other human being is by God consciousness, is by piety, is by righteousness. Amongst the various brotherhood, when I ask this question, which brotherhood is the most important? And the answer, almost all of them give, is the brotherhood of blood. That if you are a blood brother, that is the closest brotherhood. And then all the other brotherhood are below that. But what does Allah say in the Quran? If you read the story of Nuh alayhi salam mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Hud, we find that Nuh alayhi salam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make an ark, to make a big boat. And he makes it. And he takes a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, please save my family members. And Allah promises that, okay, he will save the family members. And when it begins to rain, it's mentioned in Surah Hud, verse number 40, 42, 43 onwards, begins to rain, his son says, oh, I will go to the tallest mountain and the water will never reach there. And the water rises. And it says in verse number 45, 46 of Surah Hud, chapter number 11, when the water rises, then his son is crying out, save me, save me. So, Nuh alayhi salam reminded Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that did you not promise that you will save my family member? So Allah replies in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 46, that your son is not amongst your family. Imagine Allah is telling to his prophet Nuh alayhi salam, that your son is not amongst your family. So here Allah is talking about the brotherhood of Iman, the brotherhood of faith. So in Islam, the brotherhood of faith is far superior than the brotherhood of blood. The closest brotherhood is the brotherhood of Iman. As far as the basic question is concerned, can you say Hindu, Muslim, bhai bhai? Very well you can. when we're talking about the brotherhood in humanity, that is the largest brotherhood. And when during question answer time, we give first preference in the live question answer session to a non-Muslim. And I always say that the brothers ask a very good question. He may be a Hindu, he may be a Christian, no problem. Here I'm referring to the brotherhood of humanity. And there are many, mashallah, who during my talk, after my talk, mashallah, they accept Islam. Then from brotherhood of humanity, they get converted to brotherhood of faith. Hope this answers the question.